It's the 13th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The recent resignation of Mid-Beds MP Nadine Dorris has triggered a by-election in her constituency. The political vacuum created by Miss Dorris's announcement provides an opportunity for both the Labour Party and Lib Dems to campaign for the seat. Shabina Mahmood, the Labour Party's National Campaign Coordinator and MP for Birmingham Ladywood, when asked about Labour's chances in the previous Conservative seat, said they were fighting for every vote. Sir Ed Davey, the Lib Dem leader, was seen campaigning in Mid-Bedfordshire yesterday, stating that Mid-Bedfordshire will be a close race between the Liberal Democrats and an out-of-touch Conservative Party. According to the Office of National Statistics data, most workers in Bedford were employed as warehouse operatives, with over 3,500 employed in the sector. Retail and sales assistants came in second, with care workers in third place. Bedford Borough Council Clean Energy Scheme, which had more than 900 residents sign up for solar panels at a group buying rate last year, is returning to 2023. The Solar Together programme promotes the installation of solar panels, battery storage and charging options for electric vehicles. Bedford Borough is working with all other councils across Bedfordshire to provide a more cost-effective, one-stop solution for those wanting to transition to a more eco-friendly energy solution. Last Wednesday's Cheering Volunteering event took place at Rough Centre in Flitwick. The annual event, sponsored by CVS and Beds RCC, celebrates the efforts of volunteers throughout central Bedfordshire dedicated to supporting their local communities. That's all I have for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.